Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, September 2nd, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. India's IT ministry said that the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center and Home Ministry sent a recommendation to block 118 apps considered, quote, prejudicial to sovereignty and integrity of India, defense of India, security of state, and public order. Among the list of Chinese apps are popular game PUBG and several of WeChat and Baidu's apps. The main version of WeChat had already been blocked, along with TikTok previously. A total of 224 Chinese apps have now been ordered blocked in India. NVIDIA announced the GeForce RTX 3000 series graphics cards based on its Ampere architecture. NVIDIA promises the RTX 3080 has up to twice the performance of the 2080. The board is shaped like a pennant with a new cooling shroud and dual fans to improve airflow more than 55%. It also uses a single 12-pin connector instead of two 8-pin ones. This allows for more space on the board. An adapter will be included. It comes with 10 gigabytes of G6X memory for $699, shipping September 17th. NVIDIA also launched the RTX 3070 with a similar cooling system for $499, coming September 17th. And there's the RTX 3090. The RTX 3090 has 24 gigabytes of G6X memory and can handle 60 frames per second at 8K. It occupies three slots and comes with a silencer to make it 10 times quieter than a Titan RTX, shipping September 24th for $1,499. Samsung announced the 6.6-inch Super AMOLED Galaxy A42 5G with a quad camera layout on the rear, launching later this year. No price yet. Samsung also announced the 10.4-inch Galaxy Tab A7 tablet with quad Dolby Atmos speakers in gold, silver, and gray. No pricing for that either. And the wireless charger Trio, which can charge three devices at once. SamMobile.com says that one will sell for 99 euros. Samsung also announced the Premiere 4K, a 4K short-throw laser projector. Samsung says it can be placed directly in front of a wall and still present an optimal picture. The Premiere includes woofers and acoustic beam virtual surround as well. The Premiere LSP9T offers up to a 130-inch projection with peak brightness of 2800 ANSI lumens and HDR10+. There's also the LSP7T with 120-inch projection and less brightness. Both models support the UHD filmmaker mode. They're coming to Europe, the US, and Korea later this year. Twitter will add pinned tweets and short descriptions to some trending topics so you can figure out why they're trending. In 17 of the markets they serve, Twitter says more than 500,000 people tweeted the words, "Why is this trending?" in 2019. Pinned tweets will be suggested by an algorithm and then chosen by a human. Descriptions will be entirely human-written. Twitter also announced the launch of two new accessibility teams. The ACE team will work on accessibility within Twitter, things like office space and policy standards. And the EAT team will work on making Twitter's products and features more accessible. Automated captions for audio and video, for example, are expected to launch in early 2021. Microsoft launched its Video Authenticator, which analyzes video and returns a confidence score about whether the video is real or deepfake. A percentage chance is shown frame by frame, with a green box that becomes red if it's more likely it's a deepfake. Microsoft Video Authenticator looks at fading or grayscale elements not detectable to the human eye. Microsoft is partnering with the AI Foundation to make the tool available to news outlets and political campaigns. Microsoft also announced a system for digital hashes and certificates that creators can add to their videos that can then be checked with a browser extension to directly detect manipulation. JBL announced five new Bluetooth speakers, starting with the cheapest, the JBL Go 3. It's dust and waterproof with 5 hours of battery life for $39.95 in October. The Clip 4 has a carabiner, is also IP67 dust and waterproof with 10 hours of battery life in Europe in November and the U.S. in December for $69.95. The Extreme 3 has improved drivers and bass with 15 hours of battery and a phone charger, as well as syncing capability with other speakers coming to Europe in October and the U.S. in November for $349.95. The Party Box on the Go comes with lights and a wireless mic, as well as mic and guitar inputs, aux and USB in Europe now and US October 25th for $299.95. And the Party Box 310 has all of that and a handle and wheels with 240 watts of sound. That one's in Europe later this month and the US October 25th for $499.95. Apple and Google launched the next stage of their exposure notification system. Previously, the framework required an app to be developed by a state wanting to use the framework. This second stage, called Exposure Notifications Express, is the promised auto-generated framework, which lets a state take advantage of the system without having to develop an app. Only a config file is needed. The new framework comes in iOS 13.7 Tuesday and an Android 6.0 update later this month. Finally, the first tech conference to host attendees in person since the COVID-19 virus struck, IFA, kicks off in Berlin September 3rd. The show, which normally has around 200,000 attendees or more, will limit attendance to 5,000 this year, and most of its business will be conducted virtually. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.